Anthony, you talked to a UT Arlington student involved with last year's march. Can you tell me about your conversation?
Yeah, so I talked to 19-year-old Nyasha Mugocha. She's still involved with March for Our Lives, and she says that, you know, perhaps surprisingly, that she hasn't really experienced much pushback as she expected, not even from family, friends, or folks in the community.
It's been a little bit different than most topics that are, you know, quote unquote, considered to be more liberal, even though it's not. It's been a little bit different to see that there's a lot more support than I expected there to be, not just from young people, but also adults kind of stepping up to the plate and supporting young people in Dallas, Texas as well.
What's your background with guns?
Yeah, so she's lived everywhere from Michigan to Texas. So these are states that obviously treat guns differently.
The characteristics of both the individuals from both states, very different. So I didn't really grow up around guns, but I was very aware of, you know, gun violence inner city areas when we lived in Michigan. And, you know, it was kind of a norm almost a little bit, especially in domestic violence cases. But then moving to Texas, you know, it's a culture shock almost to see people, you know, going shooting at gun ranges like it's the norm. It's almost like an activity that they do for fun.
And obviously race is intertwined with March for Our Lives. I'm curious, what did you have to say about that?
Yeah, so we know the consequences of gun violence predominantly affect people of color, but Nyasha wants everyone involved when it comes to that.
It's really important to me because a lot of times, I mean, and it's not just in the conversation of gun violence, it's in a lot of different conversations that people of color are oftentimes left out, or the issue at hand is not an issue until it affects our, you know, white counterparts. But I think as a person of color, it's really important because everyone's lives matter, and whatever it is that is affecting them, we should all collectively fight together to eradicate that issue and advocate against that issue. And, you know, gun violence affects people of color at exponential rates every single day. And there's no reason why it should continue to happen, and why any issue shouldn't be inclusive to people of color when they're most affected by it.
Anthony, can you tell us about some of the other students that your fellow Guns in America reporters talked with?
Yeah, so my colleagues are based throughout the country. So our fellow in Hartford, she talked to a guy who actually was shot in the head at 7 years old. And even in Colorado, we had a fellow in Denver talk to someone who, on his birthday, Philando Castile was killed. And he says, you know, he could have even been Trayvon Martin or some of these other unarmed black men that have been killed over the years.
Thanks, Anthony. And where can I find more of your conversation with Nyasha?
Yeah, so her conversation is up online on karanews.org, and then you could also find links to everything else that myself and the other fellows did on Instagram.
Thanks, Anthony.
Thanks, Justin.
Anthony Cave is a fellow with Guns in America, a public media reporting project in partnership with KERA on the role of guns in American life. Again, you can learn more and see those videos by visiting karanews.org.